There's a word we're hearing a lot these days when officials talk about the Ebola epidemic in West Africa.
It's spreading faster and exponentially.
Ebola is an exponential crisis
that is advancing in an exponential fashion.
We heard President Obama, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and David Nabarro, another UN official, speaking this week. Now, exponential is a word you don't ever want to hear in the same sentence as Ebola. NPR's Michaeline Duclef explains why.
This is a story about numbers. Right now, we've had more than 5,000 cases of Ebola, and at least 2,600 people have died. Alessandro Vespignani at Northeastern University in Boston is one of the scientists taking numbers like that and putting them into computer models to see where the epidemic is going.
And, you know, for instance, in our modeling, we see that mid-October, we are already between 10 to 25,000 cases.
5,000 cases of Ebola is bad. 10 to 25,000 cases is crazy. And that's why you want to pay attention to the word exponential. This outbreak is following an exponential curve. On a chart, it looks a little like a J. So what does that mean?
Well, an exponential curve is a curve that doubles every a certain amount of time.
Right now, this outbreak doubles within a month. If help doesn't arrive in time and we have about 15,000 Ebola cases in mid-October, then there will be 30,000 cases by mid-November, 60,000 by mid-December.
And you see that right away you get to very scary numbers.
So every day or week that goes by, the epidemic gets harder and harder to control. The number of cases rises. The number of beds, doctors, and nurses needed to stop it keeps going up quicker and quicker. And Alessandro Vespignani says the actual number of cases is likely much higher than what's been reported, which means the models are underestimating the situation. Any way you look at it,
the windows of opportunity is closing in a sense. And that's why it is very important to understand that this is the moment to act.
Okay, when I heard this, I thought it sounded a bit alarmist. But then I talked with several more disease modelers, and the message was similar. Jeffrey Shaman of Columbia University is making models for the U.S. government. And in fact, when he first saw the results of his models, the numbers were so high that he was afraid to make them public.
I didn't want to scare people, but we're really in uncharted territory here. We've never had a sustained outbreak of Ebola like this, certainly nothing of this magnitude. It's never penetrated into cities and city slums.
Before you fall off your chair at these numbers, the world did get some welcome news this week. On Tuesday, President Obama announced plans for the U.S. military to provide 1,700 hospital beds in West Africa. It will also help set up training facilities for healthcare workers.
Do you think that 1,700 beds is enough? Is this something that you think could actually start to turn the tide?
Well, I hope so, and I know that doesn't give you a really great answer.
Because here's the thing about the exponential curve. It can turn on a dime. Tiny changes in how the virus spreads can make huge difference in the number of cases. If these countries could even get a little bit of help, perhaps slow the spread so that sick people only infect one person instead of two, it dramatically cuts the total cases Jeffrey Shaman predicts for October.
For our improved scenario, we have something about 7,700 cases instead of 15,000 come October 19th.
Now, we do need to remember that these models come with a lot of caveats. For starters, they don't do a good job at making predictions far out into the future. Just like with weather forecast,
the farther out you go, the more uncertain it is.
That's because to really predict what's happening way out in November, we need to have a good idea of what will happen in October. And of course, we don't know that yet. But Shaman says there's one thing they are sure of. Help needs to come fast. Because even if the new beefed-up aid starts to slow down the epidemic next week, it'll take a year or a year and a half to wipe out Ebola from West Africa. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.